Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Count me in, man.
Three, two, one.
And we're on.
You don't say the one.
Do you not? See,
well, of course you know.
Three, two.
You know when you're in a shoot, they do three.
A shoot?
Yeah, you know. Three, and then you go silent.
Introduce.
Introduce what?
Your former close friend.
You can't say it because he's here.
You're always...
Former close friend.
No.
Yeah, exactly. What's that supposed to mean?
What I mean is
this is a breakup intervention.
Yeah, it's... He's got a real obsession with you, Jimmy.
Do you have something to tell me?
Yeah, come closer.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have my friend and football fanatic, Liverpool supporter, Jimmy Rudemead.
Hello.
And not a good time for Liverpool fans, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about that soon. By the way, do you think the FA Cup is devalued now?
Because they put second string teams out?
Yeah, I mean, Huddersfield made 8 changes. We fucking won 4-0.
Yeah, I think the only devaluation I can see is the fact that actually championship teams are starting to put a second string team if they play a team from the lower division.
Well, Newcastle, Brighton and Leeds all got knocked out.
Yeah, and they play, and they have made at least 8 changes each.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I think that maybe, but otherwise, I don't know. I think what we discussed a long time ago, discussed if you gave a Champions League spot instead, of course, everybody would really go for it. And the top 4 teams that would play in the league, basic fact is, if one of the top 4 teams would win the FA Cup, that would be the same thing, that 4 top teams would still get Champions League. So I don't know, that's a possibility, but that will never happen. So,
but what about Liverpool? Like the FA Cup, Wolves, I called it.
You did.
I actually did say, you watch, there's going to be a shocker.
Ah. Then there were 2 bigger shocks.
I wasn't that surprised, really.
No.
And when I saw the lineup,
I
could see it coming long, far away.
What's going wrong?
Well, right now, there's no belief in the team, really. But I think that Klopp made he picked the wrong team, actually, last game. He shouldn't have picked that many youngsters in against Wolves, especially in this dip of form that they're in right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've got Chelsea.
Yeah.
But to me, the only way you're going to win any kind of... Silver! Do you remember he wears an eye patch? Adil wears an eye patch, so it just got me all piratey. Sorry. The only way you're going to win in a bit of a cup is FA Cup. You know, you're out in the League Cup. You're not going to win the Premier League. And I just think, just go for it.
Yeah, but that's what I think as well.
You know, I'm amazed that they, you know, quite a few sides did it. You know?
I think it was completely correct by Spurs to put up a second. It was
of course.
It was against Wickham. Our second string team should win that game anyway. We had Sissoko on the field. Dyer started. It should be good enough anyway. So I think the team he put out felt like it should be good enough anyways. And even if you went out of it, I still think that the way we've been treating the Cups the past 2 years. Nah, I think he doesn't care, really. He, in the media, always says it's important, he loves blah. I think that's just him being a bit clever. He says that before every Europe game, League Cup game, and then we put a second string team. So I think he just focuses on the league because we have like a chance again. We're in good form. He feels that we can compete with Chelsea now. For Klopp, I think it was awkward because I think they needed a win for the self-confidence, for the money.
Yeah, he needed to turn it around.
Coutinho coming back from injury. They needed a win there. So I think that was the strange part for me. Why did you put so many into Harry? I mean, Harry was playing. Well, what was that all about? Why was he playing all those youngsters? He could.
And how the hell is Mourinho still playing for Liverpool?
Mourinho. I thought you said
like Mourinho. Sounds like
Mourinho
every time you say Mourinho.
He is not in Liverpool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alberto Moreno.
Yeah, that's a really strange player because he's not a left back.
No. I don't know what he is.
Think he actually has attributes that's interesting, exciting.
But so is the deal, pacey, but you wouldn't bring him home.
No.
No, but I think it's a level. I think, but no. We said it when you watched the game. We were texting and we said that I think that Moreno would be a decent...
Who?
Alberto Moreno.
Oh, yeah.
Would be a decent player for, like, you know...
Don't say Huddersfield.
No, a lower team in Premier League as a winger.
As a winger,
as a
not
winger.
A left-back.
I mean, if you played for, I don't know, fucking Crystal Palace if they needed or something. Oh, if some of those teams need a winger, I think he would do well as a left winger. Not great, but, you know... He would be a decent left winger. I think he's dangerous enough. When he attacks, he's okay. But he's absolutely atrocious defensively. And his last ball is not that great either, so it's difficult to see him being in a good team as a winger because...
He's a liability defending-wise.
Yeah. All he has is pace.
That's
what he has.
And Costa, the guy just ripped him apart. I thought he looked great.
Yeah, he's a loan signing.
He looked great, and I was listening to it on the radio. What about transfers? Do you think Tottenham saying they might go in? Do you think Liverpool go in?
No,
they're done, aren't they?
I don't think so.
Sturridge, maybe?
No, this summer.
Not this summer. Yeah.
I think it's the big team. I don't see anybody really buying anything at the moment. Maybe releasing a player or two, one of them, you know, some youngster or whatever, but I don't think they buy. Tottenham, I think Pochettino just said that because before the game he said this is a chance for the fringe players, and after the game he conceded that they didn't.
How lucky were you, man? That sun goal, that was going past. That was going to hit a dog.
Well, worst case scenario, we would have got a replay then. If that would have been a goal. Worst case scenario. It would have gone to replay.
You were down to 10 men.
Yeah, I mean, so that we had a bit string of unfortunate during the game. But, you know, it's a cup game. One unfortunate that could change the game. But we were bad the first half. But then we didn't have any luck. And then we spoiled chance after chance after chance. It was ridiculous. And they came up with three chances for two goals.
And I saw you were messaging me on Facebook, which I don't appreciate those nude pics, by the way.
Why not?
I was looking after my children.
Why not?
But I couldn't believe how much of a drama queen you are. You're like, we're out. We are out. That's it.
How can you hear that from a text?
Oh, I could. You're just
how
so...
How can you hear that? How can
honestly,
you hear the
tone? Honestly,
you're like
man.
Trump. You're like alternative facts just coming
honestly,
straight out.
That's it. We're out. They've scored 3-2 down. We're out. Oh, yippee! You know, I couldn't believe it. You need to support your team no matter what.
I didn't say go to hell. I just said this is a bad luck game. What the fuck's going on? That was all. I didn't say, these fuckers, hope they'll go home. I never said that.
Amazing stat about Roger Federer. He didn't have any Grand Slams and Liverpool had 18 titles. Now he's got 18 Grand Slams. Liverpool's still got 18 titles.
Wow.
How is that
an amazing fact?
I feel sorry for the Liverpool fans. They sort of had this kind of moment of, ha-ha, where I think you started the season well.
You were never convinced even during this time.
Oh, really?
I think it went too well. Because hopes were raised above realism.
Yeah. Expectations were just blown away, yeah.
It was, because we should aim for a top four spot.
But
not more than that.
Isn't that what's been... To be honest, isn't this exactly what's been going on? Doesn't matter what manager you've had the past 6 years, 7 years. Isn't this what's been going on? Every time you have a good run, Liverpool, it starts everybody. And I think some supporters now are backing up a little bit, but Klopp reinvigorated that belief again that maybe it was lost during Brendan Rodgers, that we are not a top three team. Relax. And then Klopp came... Okay, season, finals, like next season will be good, started well, and they thought, you know, we're back now, we are there again. So you kind of reinstated that, but the problem is still there, isn't it? I mean, this has been the case. I mean, even, I think when I spoke to you, you said that you think Spurs are playing better at the moment, or they are the better team. And in the media, or if you talk to fans or football pundits, every show, you always still see Liverpool as the better team, and they finish above us one time in 7 years. Mm. I mean, how is this not a psychological thing that every media and supporters do. I mean, we joke about them being deluded, but this is true. They are a bit deluded, some of the fans. They are. It's too quickly. You can't have 10 games, a good run. All of a sudden, you've forgotten the past 7 fucking years. You had one good year with Suarez and Rodgers, and after that, it's been disappointing. They've been disappointed for 6 years, the Liverpool supporters. At least if I look at this guy, he's been disappointed for 6 years, except for the Suarez season.
I've always been disappointed.
Well, yeah, except for the Milan game, of course.
Yeah.
But it's like they seem to go through a run of like a couple of months. At Liverpool, you know, they really look good, and then they're just so inconsistent, you know.
Yeah, but you just have to look at the squads and compare the Liverpool squad to the other top 5 teams.
I mean,
how many of our players would play in their teams? That's maybe 1-2, maybe 3 players.
I would say Coutinho, Lallana, some teams on this season form, but then it's
maybe
it's,
Henderson in
maybe,
some teams.
Maybe Henderson,
but
maybe,
I mean. But other than that,
I agree. I don't think it's not. Your strength was the manager. I mean, that was the big signing.
What's Liverpool lacking then? A striker.
We lack defenders. A solid midfielder. And a left back, and that has been a problem for so many years. I don't even. Yeah, Jon Anariza is the last.
And he wasn't even
decent.
Amazing. He was decent. He was decent. Yeah.
And of course, a goalkeeper.
Yeah. That was
the center half as well. But.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have two okay center half.
Have two.
Yeah, we need more.
Three.
But I mean, the more pressing problems are left back and a solid midfielder. We have no solid midfielders. I think
central.
Yeah, central.
Well, Henderson, but he
Henderson,
needs somebody.
Yeah, he's okay, but I mean. We have nobody filling out after Gerrard left.
I think that's a bit weird. I remember when somebody said when Klopp bought some players that he likes versatile players. I just think they've got a bunch of jack-of-all-trades at the moment. Emre Can, what is he? Is he a defensive?
He seems to be getting a lot of grief.
No, but listen, the problem with Emre
Can... He seems to be the one, yeah.
But the problem with Emre Can, for instance, is what is he? Is he a midfielder, defensive,
German,
offensive? Is he? Sometimes he looks quick. Sometimes he looks like a donkey. Sometimes he looks like a great passer.
He can't pass the ball.
Yeah, and sometimes it looks like he can. He's like, oh, you got decent technique on the ball, but then it's like, what the fuck are you doing? So he's not a creative midfielder. He's not a midfield destroyer. And Henderson, you would argue that he's a little bit similar to that as well. He's not a. He's starting to get like a complete player, but then you need something beside you, either a destroyer in defensive kind of midfield formation, or a very creative player in a very attacking kind of central midfield position.
Exactly.
But he doesn't have that beside him. But I think in that game when he turned against Wolves, when Coutinho fell back to midfield, he played him in central midfield. He's never done that. But because he needed something there. I mean, you have Lucas, when you have Chan, when you have Henderson or even Milner, you're lacking something. You're lacking creativity or you're lacking complete strength. You don't have any of that. You don't have like a Wanyama who just concentrated on that. Or you don't have like... Even Herrera gives you something in United. He gives you creativity and pressing. So it's
and the reason we're missing Mane right now is because he is the only forward that brings pace into the game.
Yeah.
What I think we lack
He's direct as well. I think Firmino drops deep.
They're trying to get him back, aren't they? They're trying to rush him back for tomorrow's game.
I don't think he's going to be ready for that, though.
And it'd be amazing if he just runs down the tunnel. He's just got off the plane.
Even if you look at the strikers, Mane is the only... straight player, I mean direct player they have. You know exactly what kind of profile Mane is. He's going to go behind the defence, he's quick and he's dangerous with the ball, he's strong. You know, all of that thing works. You know how to play him. Sturridge now doesn't have, he's out of form, he's gone. Okay, but whatever, he can only score goals and now he's not even doing that. Origi, same thing there, he's a bit of a jack-of-all-trade player. He's not extremely quick, sometimes he looks quick in certain positions, but he's not a natural quick player like Mane is. He's not a big target man either, so he's not a finished article. And Firmino is not a striker. He likes to drop deep. So I think, you know, it's just it's a bunch of players that are not specialized, and it's so annoying when you play games and it's not working, and you try to put in a player, and he's not a. I mean, I think he's been a very jack of all trade kind of team. I don't think that's... I think at the moment it's not good for them. If they will peak their form, great striker, one more defender. And you know, and they have the team spirit that they have sometimes, then you'll see a really... That's when I think they're dangerous. When they have everybody fit and they're playing well, it's a dangerous first 11 if everybody's on top, on part of the game.
A lot of complaints about Liverpool fans as well, being kind of quite pretty quiet and not getting behind the team. And Because, you know, I mean, Klopp didn't help himself. He said, I'm not losing any sleep over these, you know, let's just get over this slump of form. Maybe that's his way of dealing it. But I found that quite strange.
Have you any second thoughts of Klopp? Anything?
Is it something, I have what, no second thoughts
about
Klopp.
What would you critique
Klopp?
About? What is it done? No, is there anything wrong?
Well, the first thing I think he made wrong, did wrong now, it was the team selection against Wolves.
Yeah, but general.
That's the first thing I think he made wrong. But I, you know, I...
How about transfers? Has he had any
I think it's going. No, but I think it's going to be really interesting to see now how he deals with this crisis. What decisions he makes.
One
what
win
players
in eight
he,
or something?
Yeah.
Sorry?
One win in eight.
One win in eight.
Yeah.
One win 2017.
Yeah. Catastrophic start on 2017. But player transfers, I'm not really sure how much he can influence them.
But what can he do now? I mean, are you talking about him changing tactics or him just bringing them together?
I think, start working. I don't know. One of those two. But I think that when he changed tactics against Southampton, he went down to three back line.
It's been the same thing all season for teams this season.
And that was a bit too late, I think. If he had started like that...
Did it at Wolves, against Wolves as well.
Against Wolves, maybe it was against Wolves.
Yeah, we went to 3-4-3.
Yeah, like, you know.
But he did at Southampton as well, if you don't remember.
Yeah.
He did there as well. But as you said, it was might have been a bit late.
But let's see how we can handle this crisis now. This is the first real crisis, I think.
Well, you lose to Chelsea, and then it's everything's in
four in a row. The first time in 125 years,
you're in free fall. You know,
is that if you lose?
It's the first time in 125 years.
So you get four losses in a row.
Yeah,
wow.
on home ground.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty amazing stat, actually.
Yeah. That is a stat attack.
That's a stat attack.
See, when I look at you for stat attacks, why are you bringing that kind of information?
Because you...
That's kind of Edward Snowden kind of shit, man. You just say, I think Wolves will play in orange. You need to pick up your game. Let's have a look at Tuesday. Oh, we'll have a look at Spain, Barcelona. Drew one apiece, one all.
I think a good one to sit Lincoln and Sutton, of course, as well. Just mention the FA Cup.
Yeah, well, it's Leeds out, isn't it? The draws tonight. Huddersfield, Tottenham. Could you imagine it?
Yeah, but it's a lot of good things. I'll just hope we get Lincoln and Sutton at home. That'll be amazing.
To be honest, for me, I wouldn't mind if Huddersfield get like one of those, and then we hopefully can go on.
You know, win against a big team and then...
No, a small team.
If you get Sutton at Leeds, you're in the quarterfinals then.
I once put a bet on Sheffield United winning the FA Cup and they were like 50 to 1.
And they came to the final? The year they came to the final?
They got to the semi-final. I think they got knocked out in the semi-final by Arsenal. Remember when Seaman did that amazing save?
Well, Sheffield United, okay.
To a point where I was in New Zealand and on teletext, right? This is before internet, kids. Teletext.
Oh, kids listening to this.
There's three in Ghana, actually.
All right.
Since they got knocked out. And do they knocked out? No, they're still in it, aren't
they? They're in the semifinals.
Yeah. And Egypt are as well. What a goal. What a sensation.
What a seizure. All right.
No, and then it came up and it said Sheffield United lost. And I was like, ah. And then they changed the result. It's the first time I've ever seen a mess up on teletext. You know, like, you know.
Oh, you've never seen that before?
No, like it's a BBC website kind of teletext. And then it was like, and we're back. So.
Great story, man.
Good story, man.
I don't know about that, but all awesome. Right. It was like, what happened there? What just happened?
Do you know what I was doing? I was giving birth to some creativity, some imagination. I was recalling an amazing story.
Too bad baby was retarded.
do you know what you did? You went, look, it's a... And you dropped my child.
Yeah, and they might have gotten smarter by it.
So Barcelona had a ghost goal. Is that correct?
Yeah, because they don't have video... They don't have goal line technology in Spain, which is amazing. It's just, I can't believe it. The leagues that are at the moment not having it and didn't implement it like as soon as they saw in mid-season, they're absolute a bunch of jokes. I mean, it has never been a wrong mistake so far. I mean...
They can't be.
Well, it can probably if there's some technical glitch in that second. I don't know. I mean, sooner or later, it's going to be one mistake. But, you know, come on! What the fuck?
The only thing could happen is if the camera gets blocked or something.
I don't know. It's still a technology. It can still get bigger. It could be wrongly programmed. Like, I don't know how the fuck it works.
Wow, Illuminati.
No, but of course, a computer could just start working and you'd say, well, it was working yesterday. I mean, it can't.
Why would it be used yesterday? If because the game was today.
Because...
You haven't thought that through,
because
have
you? Because you can stream porn now. You don't okay. need to wait for...
Who scored the ghost goal then?
I don't know who scored the ghost goal.
No one
Barcelona.
Knows.
Barcelona. Yeah, exactly. Oh, right.
And then Suarez got the goal. Saw that. Nice from Messi yet again. Ronaldo, they beat Real Sociedad 2-0.
Was booed for a while, they said.
Yeah, but he looked... Oh, to see his goal, the way
he
took
scored
it,
a goal.
Just chipped. Oh, God, what a player.
Kovacic scored his first goal for Real.
It was a great ball from Ronaldo as well.
Yeah.
So they went on. Juve won. Higuain scored again. And AC Milan lost. Inter won. So they keep the pressure pounding.
Yeah, and Milan's dropped down to 7th now, so Canal, who was just thought they would finish 2nd with Harry Kane banging in the goals, is incorrect. Okay.
Good.
Yeah, perfect.
Really good moment there.
I don't want to be too offensive when he's not here, but...
Why not?
I don't know, this feels wrong. Oh, you know, fuck it. They're doing fucking shit at
yeah.
the moment.
I mean, they're conceding like really early goals all the time, and yeah. But it's Canal's fault.
Yeah, it is.
So we're going to go now to the fixtures on Tuesday. You've got a home to Chelsea.
Yeah, easy game.
What a way to come back, man.
No, but it's a great opportunity to turn the form around.
In one swift game. It is, actually. Yeah, if you win this game, you'll forget the past 6.
Do you think Chelsea are as good as everybody's saying? People are saying the league's done.
I don't think the league's done, but they are as good as everybody says, I think. The only real contender is Spurs.
Arsenal, I think.
I think Spurs are a solid side, and they
at the moment. I think there's the two of them who looks most solid after Chelsea.
Do you think you're going to win the league?
No, I think Chelsea's going to win the league. I think Chelsea's definitely going to win the league. If they had European, if they had Europe as well, you think, oh, you know, you never know. But without playing any European games, I mean, they just have to stay injury free. That's it for me. And if they get injured, they need to get it like on 3 key players. I mean, we're talking Hazard. We're talking Costa, and then we're talking maybe, you know, one of the defenders who's playing, central defenders. And after that, if that happens, then we might revamp this opinion. But otherwise, I think no one's going to catch them. I think we look more likely to drop points on both Arsenal and Spurs. Chelsea's run-in is pretty not that hard. They have at home to Sunderland, I think, last game or something. Tottenham's last games is pretty easy as well, but
I think we're a bit far away from that. That's like saying,
no, I'm not saying even if it goes that far, they start getting tighter. I think in the end they still have an easy fixture list. And
well, they've got Liverpool away this weekend, Tuesday, and then they've got Arsenal.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if they lose both games, yeah. Of course it's back on because it's against rivals. But at the moment, nobody believes they will.
Yeah, but if they lose those two,
good.
Who
it's
gives
game
a
on.
Fuck about May?
Well, then the May fixture will be interesting all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Now they're not.
It's going to be a tough weekend because we've got... Huddersfield have got the FA Cup final on the 28th. And then we've got the Championship playoff final on the 30th. So that's something to look forward to. So good. Let's have a look at the other stuff.
Is it 2 days between those two games?
Yeah.
Imagine so if that happens, you get 2 days for a playoff final.
Yeah, we'll win it.
Would you? What would happen in? Would you play your best team FA Cup and the playoff final, or would he decide to play like the, put it all in FA Cup final?
You can't play the same team for both.
So what would probably?
I think he'd weaken the FA Cup.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow! No,
mate.
You can always get promoted.
No, getting the Premier League. It's that 100 million game,
fucking
isn't it?
I'll just go the German discipline and make them play 2 games.
We were 1-0 up at Rochdale. 7,000 fans. We took 3,500. If you do the maths on that, that's 50% of the crowd. And we...
alternative fact.
We were 1-0 up. It was packed. The whole
packed.
Place was... I mean, it was packed. And we 1-0 up. And then he decided at halftime, we're not playing our game. Brought on the centre-back. Played him up front. Scored twice. Brilliant. It's quite a Wagner.
Why did you didn't already have the big German up front?
No, we had we put the other centre back from Germany up front as well.
So you had two big guys.
And we just went long ball. After which is very against what he's, you know, he's about. The pitch was shocking.
See, he's a genius, you're saying.
He's better than Klopp. David Wagner is better than Klopp.
You're saying that is why Liverpool are not doing well now, because Wagner's there, not beside Klopp.
They picked the wrong guy, yeah.
You know who we'll pick when Klopp leaves, though, right?
Wagner. Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing. I think you'll get the guy from...
What does it... What will it take for him to get sacked, for instance? How bad does he need to do?
I think if he's outside top four, surely.
No!
I think the discussions are going to go if he's outside the top four.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's going to get sacked. If he's in the top five or six, I think he's okay.
Yeah, if you finish... I mean, this season, you have to understand that...
It's still a build-up.
Six good teams. I mean, two teams are going
to... Okay, drama queen. There's six teams.
But, well, with this logic, that means that two managers will automatically get sacked come May. Is that what we're saying? The two of the...
I'm saying Klopp will be in trouble if they don't get top four.
Every time we have a discussion, I think every time people say, like, yeah, if they're out of the top four. Like, if Guardiola come out of the top four, we discuss, will he get sacked?
No, because I think if Guardiola carries...
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
He's on with what they're doing in the Champions League. I think that's what they're striving for.
Okay.
I think that's, to me, being a bit naive and looking in, that's what I think they wanted Pellegrini
for. I don't think you should sack any of the new managers. I mean, if you have Klopp, Guardiola, even Mourinho, one of those, you stick with it because the chance of you changing and getting a better one, what are the odds of that? I mean, who's City going to get instead of Guardiola? A new game plan, everything changes. Liverpool, who the fuck are they going to get instead of Klopp? I mean, they were... perfect timing they had when Klopp was available. I mean, if that wouldn't have happened, he probably would have gone somewhere else. So and they wouldn't have gotten him.
I'm more afraid that he's going to leave than getting sacked.
So where would he leave, you think?
I don't know.
Doesn't
but,
get the money,
you know,
doesn't get the transfers.
Yeah, maybe.
Doesn't get the team he wants to pick.
He doesn't feel like that kind of... I think he feels like he's going to stay.
I'm going to throw this in. Guardiola leaves Man City, gets sacked... Klopp goes to Man City.
If Klopp gets sacked, he will go to English team. He would never go to English team in my ever if he doesn't get sacked. I can't see that happening. That he's playing Liverpool, they want him to stay, everybody loves him, and he says, you know what, I'm going to Chelsea.
Does
no
everybody
way.
Love him though?
At the moment,
I think so.
Yeah,
the flavour's going the a bit though, isn't it?
But I mean, if this continues, then the winds could change.
I kind of the latest. I kind of he's almost, he's so good at getting love in that way that he's over flashy. He's so much flashier than Conte, than Pochettino, for instance, who both are very low key in interviews. So extreme low, don't say much, praise everybody else. Same thing everywhere. Don't talk about transfers. They have the strict rules how to. But Klopp goes away from that, and he's so charming. If he wasn't that good, charming, I think this would be too much. That he's talking too much. He's getting all over the place. But it just works so well for him. He will never get hated. I think even when he gets sacked, people will be like, "Oh, it's so sad that he left." I mean, literally.
He actually said sorry, didn't he, for the Wolves game? He said it was his fault,
and it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, it probably was. Because Wolf is not a Division 4 team. I mean, that's not a shitty team per se, you know.
They got a bit of money now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why I said if we play a League 2 team or Sutton or, you know, Lincoln, the Leeds did, I think it's completely okay for him to go out with a second Monk. I mean, they should beat a non-league football team with their second string squad. And when are they going to play?
Leeds. Played Sutton, and then Brighton lost to Lincoln. You know,
the same thing there. Both of the top teams in Championship playing as non-league teams. I mean, there's three divisions between them. I mean, they should be able to win that game. So I don't think that's deluded.
Did you see the Fulham Hull City penalty incident? Hernandez got a penalty, took it, saved, and then the ball gets parried away. Hernandez goes to get the ball. Gets brought down, penalty again. Misses the penalty second time
around. Oh my god.
Oh.
Same player.
Never seen it before.
Now, the closest I come to that, I remember that when Spurs played Chelsea and Gomez was in goal and he does a stupid mistake, so it's a penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are we watching the game together?
Yes, I think.
And we see, what the fuck? And great save. Straight away. Oh, yeah. Corner come. Yeah. Fucking. Attacks a striker for some reason. He's just overly pumped. Attacks him. Another penalty and this goal. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But didn't you win that? Wasn't that the 5-3?
No, it wasn't the 5-3. No, we should have won that game. That was the thing with that game. We should have won that game, but he fucked it up. Oh.
It's amazing with how has he carried on? Like, he had such a bad season.
No, but I think it was so unfair, to be honest, at Spurs, to be honest, to defend him. I think it was very unfair. He was very good for a while at Spurs. He was a bit dodgy here and there, but he made some amazing saves this season. It was like, this is a world class. For like a couple of months, you thought, is he world class? And then he started to do the erratic shit again. But then he was never an absolutely shite keeper. Yeah. He just wasn't, you know, he's a liability for a team who wants to aspire higher, but you know, in a lower team, when he gets peppered with 30 shots a game, fucking brilliant to have that crazy fucker in there. I think so. So, and then when he went, and problem was, when he was at Spurs, we decided he's not going to play, so we bought two keepers. He was third choice for 2 years.
Yeah.
And loaned him out. He's the one guy, he doesn't complain, he's good with the fans. The fan, everywhere he's been, the fan, he's a fan's favorite. He was a fan's favorite PSV. They loved him. They loved him there. We bought into Spurs. Everybody loved him at Spurs, but then after a while, I got sick of it. That, okay, we can't just lose points because we like the guy. And then he had to go. And then at Watford, he's been loved from day one. They love him at Watford as well. You can hear the crowd there as well. So I think he's a good player. Just
maybe Liverpool come in for him. They need a keeper.
Yeah, maybe.
Who would you want to have the keeper then?
Oh, that's a really tricky question. I would take any of the top 5-6 goalkeepers.
How about
other
Begovic?
Begovic.
What about Joe Hart?
Would be nice.
Joe Hart.
Yeah, I would welcome Hart.
But if I was Liverpool, I'd just do one thing. I don't get it. I would go in the summer. Whatever transfer kid you have, you probably have an odd 50, 60, 70 million to spend. And sell some players. You probably have 100 million to spend, as they've had these, you know, TV deals. You take 40 of them and you play and you buy Oblak from Atletico Madrid. Done deal. You're done. You buy him for 40 million, he's not going to go for a penny more. He's going to go for less. Keepers don't go that much. But he's worth every penny of it. You can't buy an outfield player for 40 million. It's
from Atletico Madrid.
Atletico Madrid's goalkeeper, Oblak.
But and he's going to want to leave as well.
I'm not sure
that could
about
be a stumbling block.
The problem in Atletico Madrid is they do lose players because they can't match, that still can't match the wage structure of the club still. And there's something enticing for players to leave there. I don't know why. Oblak is still young. I think he could be definitely, you know, you can convince him to come. I'm sure of that. Or just by Begovic, for instance, Hart, whatever.
But now it means so much that you get top four to attract those players as well, to play Champions League.
Liverpool has been attracting players for years without Champions League. They've been in Champions League 1 year. They've been attracting players anyways. I agree with that completely. Liverpool still attract better or same players, for instance, as we do at Spurs. So I don't agree with that. In the Premier League, if you're one of those, if you're Liverpool,
I think with the China money, it's different.
It's different, but Premier League, it's Premier League. They want to go to Premier League because it's the best league, and you'll get paid for it as well. It's double up for players. You go to a top club, and you get the money for it. You don't have to go to China to earn money. You can go to Premier League. So just splash out 40 million on the keeper. I can't believe they haven't done that. And another 25 on the left back, and then half the problem is solved.
Wow.
I mean, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely. And then a left back. And then all of a sudden we have another midfielder in James Milner. So
yeah, as well. So, but do you agree with during the pod? I've been getting stick from Canal, mostly Canal, but Pitcher will come in there just to entice.
Pitcher, you've never called me Pitcher.
I just did.
Okay,
I just did.
It'll be the last time you do that.
No, I don't think so, Pitcher. So they were saying that Liverpool, what they really need is a striker. I mean,
I don't really agree with that. We need pace up front.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
not necessarily a striker.
Well, Mane's been away.
Yeah, nothing. But Mane is there.
Yeah, but no, yeah, but there's nothing.
They need another striker.
I think they are going to. He's going to get a striker come the summer because Sturridge will leave, and Origi is not the starting.
He's not starting
material.
No, he's a squad player.
Yeah, he's a squad player. Young, can develop. Still.
Yeah, he's still pretty young, Origi. So, I don't think it's a flop buy or anything. I think he's a squad player. You just don't want him to lead the line.
No,
every game.
I think you keep the goalkeeper, you keep Mourinho, and then you blow 100 million on Lukaku, you win the fucking league.
That's fucking insane.
From Everton.
Yeah. That would never happen.
They'll triple the price.
Yeah.
That's 100 million for you.
Yeah.
He's not worth 100 million. What's he's worth?
And then we can't buy Oblak.
What? No, fuck Oblak.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would want to do that, but in this case, I think they wanted to play for Liverpool.
Okay. Can we have a look at the fixtures now after... you remember, at the table, when someone brings an idea, it's not a bad idea. Any idea is a good idea. So don't slam it. So we're looking at...
How about we have a pile of shit on the table next time when we do the pod?
I'd say that's a bad idea.
What? There's no bad ideas.
No, I'd say that's a bad idea because someone's got to clean that shit from the table.
Well, if I have an idea that you clean
it... That's not an idea, is it? I'm going to shit on the table. That's a bad idea. But if you actually do the shit on the table, that's a mental idea.
In a good way or bad way. I'm really confused, to be honest, at the moment. I don't get this English.
So, Bournemouth Palace, can Sam Allardyce stop it for them? They're hemorrhaging.
Yeah,
but
Bournemouth are as well. They're having not hemorrhaging, but I don't... They're conceding goals like it's a joke. They're conceding a lot of goals, Bournemouth, the last couple of games.
Where are they in the table?
Oh, they're still mid-table.
Yeah, well, they're right.
Yeah, they're right, but they're not in great form.
I think Allardyce is... This is it for Allardyce. I think after he was drinking pints of wine, thinking he was the England manager, and he's gone, I think. I don't think he'll keep them up. I think Palace are in absolute free fall.
Wow. I still think he'll turn around. I think there's too many bad teams underneath them.
They bought Van Aanholt now, right?
Yeah, that's a good buy.
Yeah.
A bit of a liability as well, right?
It's a bit liability, yes, but I think they needed desperately somebody at left back. I mean, desperately, and he's offensively pretty good, and they needed some help there as well. It's a weird thing, Crystal Palace. I think they just made so many wrong decisions the past time. I think they started off... I remember when they sold off Jedinak in the transfer window. I was like, why the fuck did he do that for? And borrowing nobody else. Mm. And I know he's not the best player, but that was the player that was always played and kept the team together in midfield. He wasn't the best. He could have improved on him, maybe. But just to sell him and just bring Caballé in, who's not a defensive destroyer. He plays deep, maybe, but he's not a defensive midfielder. Stupid.
Jedinak was a leader as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I remember that I read some interview as well that they shouldn't... He was so vocal in the dressing room as well, and he just wanted to change and put his stamp on it, which is always a shitty stamp. So,
Arsenal-Watford.
Well, they have to win that game.
Watford losing to Millwall yesterday in the cup. Made like 9 changes. The
same thing there. Everybody made changes.
Yeah, but a team like Watford, why don't they just go for it in the FA Cup? You know?
Yeah, they're not relegation threatened, per se. So, no, I agree with you. They should.
I mean, some sides should chase.
Yeah, they should, yeah. I mean, that's why I said before, we said if FA Cup is diluted, that it's not worth anymore. I think that is only maybe for the top 4 teams that should be relevant. But
do you think they should be allowed to pull out?
No.
Okay.
Why no? I mean, I think if they want to play a reserve team, play a reserve team. I don't agree with that. You have to play and blah, blah, blah. Clubs decide what they want to put out after what it's worth. It's their FA Cup. Ain't worth for them neither prize money or you know, the glory or the European spot.
Well,
they
won't
put out in a good... I mean, you have to make the competition attractive before you say, like, oh, everybody's just diluted. Well, of course they are. Premier League is just getting more and more money. Champions League is getting more and more money. It's pivotal to be a top team to finish either top 4 in the league and getting Champions League. It's not pivotal to win the fucking FA Cup anymore. So, of course...
What about something like Southampton? They beat Liverpool and then they lose 5-0 at home to Arsenal.
Because they beat Liverpool.
Yeah. Kind of quite a strange...
But so unfair.
You're going to see one thing with Southampton now. If they would win the League Cup, for sure the whole season would just peter out. And this is classic for a team that you know won't finish top 4, you won't get relegated. What's the rest of the season is just, you know, we give some players chance, they're happy, they're not that hungry to win. It's always been that way. Whenever you win the league, if it's not a top 4 team, that happens in the League Cup. I mean, Spurs in 2000, same thing happened there that season. We didn't matter. 2009, same thing, we won Juan de Ramos. Same thing after that. We couldn't get Champions League. We couldn't get relegated. What's the point of playing the games? Mm. We already are Europe. So I think for those teams, I can't believe they are not going for it. I can't.
Yeah.
But the top 6, I fully understand you put up a weakened team if you feel that you're trailing in the league. I can understand that. I can understand what Klopp was thinking. He's got Chelsea in a couple of days. Of course he was thinking towards that. And the most important thing, he wants to blood the youngsters. These are managers that wants to blood the youngsters. Pochettino, Klopp, even Monk. They want to give youngsters a chance. And these are the only games you can. You can't just put... As I said, Cam Ricciardo-Wickers, he thinks he's great. When the fuck is he going to play in the league? You need to get Alderweireld injured, Vertonghen injured, Wimmer injured, and Dyer injured, and then he'll play. So that won't happen. So these are the only games you can play. So fucking rotate it or give them the Champions League spot, fucking assholes.
Good. The lowest attendance in Premier League history was 20 years ago yesterday. Who were the teams involved?
20 years ago?
3,000 were there.
96.
Yes.
Wimbledon?
Yes!
Against... 96.
It's not. You've done enough there. You've done enough.
Yeah,
you won't get
Everton. Everton.
Wimbledon, Everton.
Really?
3,000. I think it was at Selhurst Park.
But I remember that because I know that there was a Premier League club who basically went to bankrupt, kind of, and they had nothing to go for. It wasn't Derby.
Yeah.
Because I know they had some crowd. But it had to be a club where kind of the whole group was missing, and that was only Wimbledon.
Nice one, Rain Man. Let's carry on. Burnley, Leicester. Both sides need points there. Leicester. What about this, Jimmy? Do you think Ranieri keeps his job?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that Leicester could really get relegated.
Wow.
And
yeah,
then he is going to get sacked.
But he's still in the Champions League.
I don't care, man.
I've picked them to win the Champions League.
Listen, if this goes on, they're going down. If this goes on, I think the alarm bells should really be ringing for weeks ago. They have been atrocious the entire season. I mean, they haven't won a single game away from home. How do they pick any points there? What's going on? I mean, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. The team looks lethargic. They don't look interested. They're really satisfied with they won the league last season. It just tells to show that everybody peaked last season. They were a bit lucky with other teams. And everybody, the refs and everyone with them, as I said.
Middlesbrough, West Brom, that's on every week. And then Sunderland, Spurs. Sunderland really going into the transfer market. I think they got Gibson and Viedo. Is it Viedo? Brian Viedo? Is it him?
Oh,
got
yeah.
him as well. And they're trying to get the guy from Leicester, the big fella, Ulloa.
Ulloa.
Yeah. But they Moyes said, "Oh, I don't like to talk about people that we don't, you know, there are other clubs." And then
that would be a very good sign for Sunday.
And then he said, "Oh, Gibson wasn't signed, but he was already talking about him." I think Moyes has lost the plot.
If you
put next to Moyes and Klopp, Moyes had a better record
at United
after 50 games. Yeah,
yeah, but at United.
But
Moyes took over a champions winning side, a championship winning side as well.
Klopp out. Hashtag. What about Sunderland are in the shit, but. Signing someone like Gibson, that's a terrible signing, isn't it?
Well, we can talk about that's a terrible signing, but then we can talk about what's obviously insanity, and that's Hull selling the best players.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. It's a general window. They're not out of it. I mean, if it was as we expected that they wouldn't win a game, Arrow sell the players, fine. But they have a fucking to be climbing the table lately. I mean, they all of a sudden they're picking up a little points. You got a new manager.
They're on about selling their defender as well. The young guy for like 10 million. They're literally just selling their best players.
Snodgrass and Livermore, according to me, I think that was probably the two best players.
And unfortunately, Mason, you know, is out for the season.
Yeah. So they've lost him as well. To even sell any player when that happens is insanity.
You
sell a midfielder, but actually you sold him before. But then to go on, Snodgrass is... That's, for me, selling Snodgrass means, you know what, well, we just put it down, we're going to get relegated, time, everybody.
We're going to take the money and go down and rebuild.
Exactly. We're going to take the money and go down. We're going to take 10 million from a 29-year-old. That's what we're going to do now. We won't get this much in the summer, which it probably would have.
Yeah.
Which it probably would have. Yeah. I mean, I don't think his stocks would have gone down for a team coming up for championship. They would have liked Snodgrass. He's a decent player for a relegation threatened team,
and he's in good form as well.
Good form,
set pieces, everything.
Set pieces. He scores a lot of goals for being not a striker. I mean, that's a decent player. And West Ham will get him for two good seasons. They'll save him this season. Great.
Payet went to Marseille today.
Yeah, but I think that's it. He's not a replacement for Payet per se, of course.
No.
But then the man. I mean, there's a player for player.
Same
position, kind of, you know, attacking midfield or whatever you want to call it. So.
Weird Payet, the West Ham chairman, Karen Brady, she came out and said, bring back your Payet shirts. If you got a Payet shirt and you replace it for £25 and you get a brand new shirt, which is an amazing deal. But that shows how much even they're fueling the hate.
Yeah.
You know, so... And he said he'd talk to the manager, and he said it was all cool. So
never clever to do that. I think that's a bad thing for a club to do.
Whenever
you do that, whenever you make and whenever you self-inflict this wound that it's so bad, they'll always come and haunt you in a bad way. It never helps. We used to do that all the time. I suppose when somebody left, you got annoyed and blah. That was just a malice. It was chalice. That was malice. Chalice just kept there, and it's brutal. But whenever you like go away quick, okay, you're happy. We got good money for you. It turns out pretty well, and it's okay to talk about it. This. To have this player you hate constantly for years, it's never good for. Never good. Like Soldado was a flop, they love him. It's fine, everybody's happy. Whenever you see him, oh, he's a hero. He's not, but.
It's almost like Suarez leaving Liverpool. He left as a hero.
Yeah. He left good. Suarez. So now, whenever he'll come back, he's a hero.
Yeah.
I mean, for the team, I mean, what good does it for West Ham?
I mean, Sol Campbell, he did well when he was
but you know, West Ham, if they would just taken the money, sold him off, no hard, say nothing about it, got the money he wanted, homesick, whatever. 5 years later, he would have come, oh, Payet used to play for us, a great player, but now he will just be Payet.
Yeah. No. How about you going to Sunderland? Do you think you'll pick up 3 points?
We need to pick up 3 points.
Yeah.
So, and I think that we're in good form. I think we should be considered favourites, but, you know, it's always a difficult place to go, especially when they're fighting for their life. But I think the way we've been playing with the first team is brilliant. This is the best form we've had under Pochettino. Tactically, I mean, he's just gone up on a level. I believe in him and everything he does. I think
when he takes a shit on a table,
definitely correct thing to do.
Good idea.
It's a really good idea.
No, it's a brilliant idea. No, he can't do anything wrong at the moment.
And then the game of the round. Swansea at home to Southampton. No, Liverpool, Chelsea. Huge match.
Yeah.
Huge.
But I really think we can turn it around. They'll be really up for this game.
Yeah. I think there'll be a bit of a cup kind of feel, you know. Not
now we'll see, you know, how good.
Not recent cup.
Because he's shown before Klopp that, especially the big cup games, that he can really get them fired. And let's see if he can do that now, because it's pivotal. If they have a heavy loss against Chelsea, the confidence will have been broken for a while there now.
You shouldn't have to motivate people to play in the FA Cup.
No, but not motivate, but whatever. I mean, listen, we know the difference. That sometimes you get out a game and you're just fucking banging on all cylinders. Whatever managers does to get that, he needs to do that. I mean, that is just simple. Liverpool have had some games since Klopp has came when they go out and they're tormenting the shit out of the team they're playing against. If he gets that, they can beat anybody on the day. I just think that when they play really well, there's not many teams in the league that play that well. I don't think so. I think even they eclipse Chelsea sometime when they play that well.
How about Wednesday's games? Don't forget Thursday, Huddersfield at home to Brighton. Huddersfield play Leeds as well. This could be the turning point of the season. West Ham, Man City, Stoke City, Everton, and United, Hull City. So,
well, Manchester United should win after they had the non-loss. They didn't lose the game, according to Mourinho. We didn't lose. It was 1-1. I was like, no, it was 2-1. No, it was 1-1. He said that after the game they didn't lose. They didn't lose the game. I was like, yes, you did. You lost 2-1, but you won aggregate. No, we didn't lose. It was 1-1. He was like, okay, I'm blind, apparently, and the last goal was just a ghost goal or whatever.
He said today that he's already turned down a massive offer from China. So, I like him. West Ham, Man City. Man City needs
to... Snodgrass scoring since debut?
Hopefully, yes.
I'll say West Ham will win that game, surprising. And we'll draw that game with Snodgrass on the
score. Oh, you just said they'll win
the game. No, 1-1. I just realised that, that they'll pop up a goal from City end as well. Weird enough, Sterling would score.
Okay. And then Stoke City, Everton. Let's have a prediction then. Liverpool, Chelsea.
2-1.
Liverpool.
I think it's going to be a draw. 1-1.
3-0 Chelsea.
You're really going for
like
that.
Like 2-0 after like 10 minutes. Shock.
Horrible.
Yeah, one of those, like the game's over, gone. Costa's in front of the cop. He just stands there, puts his hands around his big fucking ears and just goes like that.
Yeah. If that happens now, that would be very spooky. Okay, but that was it for...
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for coming in and giving us a bit of insight on the demise of Liverpool Football Club. The transfer window is shutting 31st.
Yep.
FA Cup draw in a couple of hours. Let's hope it's Huddersfield-Tottenham. That will just be hilarious. If not...
I don't know. Okay.
I still think it'd be funny.
Yeah, it'd be funny, but I think it's apparently more funny for you.
Ooh, do you?
Do you want to have a big club at home? Or away?
I don't care, as long as we win. We haven't been... This is like the sixth round now.
You shouldn't want to play Tottenham. You should want to get Sutton or Lincoln.
No, but I think it'd be good for us to play a big side, beat them at home and carry on.
Wow. Okay.
Absolute pleasure having you on here, mate. All right. Not you.
Oh,
fuck,
sorry.
You got any gigs coming up? No gigs?
No, I just had Thursday and Saturday now. It's pretty okay this week. So no, next.
Okay. We're going to be back on Thursday with some news as well. Some news about the pod.
Yeah, it's a Thursday, right? Yeah.
This Thursday. Good. So do take care and look after your children.
Wow. It's disgusting.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.